You can listen to the Triple M Breakfast podcast anywhere. In the car, at work, in the showers. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Howdy. Hey-o.
Good morning.
Come on. Hello, Brisbane.
How Friday. Good is coffee and a biscuit at 5:30 a.m.?
Ooh, actually.
What biscuit?
I love eating Julia Morris's
can we,
face.
This morning, can huh? we, it's a long story. Can tell that soon. Can we talk about energy drinks after 6:30 this morning? There's a lot of it going on and it's not good for you, you were telling me.
So Margo's on. They want to look at having it banned on the website.
Yeah, you're on the coffee and biscuits. How many Red Bulls deep are you, Greg?
Mate, I've had one diet Red Bull. I'll have two most mornings. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I have
and then
one.
That's the end.
I have one every day.
Then I don't care after that.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, rugby league, you're a funny old game. Can we, just some stuff that's
rugby
come out.
Rugby league.
Yeah, sorry, thanks, mate. Peter. Yeah. Gee, you're doing your job running the game too.
Rugby league.
The Origin made me think of something, and I see the story. You know the Rugby League World Cup's on this year, Margo?
I do.
Mel Meninga's sitting there waiting, doing nothing. Oh, I'm the Kangaroo coach. Mate, you haven't had a job for a while. Anyway.
Every couple of years. It's a good
clearly
gig.
Mal said he couldn't come on the show, so therefore we can bag him.
Oh. He's in at the Titans, isn't he? He's knocking around at the Titans.
He lives in
just
Canberra,
having a
mate.
Chat. Yeah, no,
he lives in Canberra.
Mate, he goes in there via Zoom, you know, to pump them up.
Everybody's Zooming it in these days.
Yes. How did the Kangaroos go last match they played?
I don't know. I don't remember. Remind us.
They lost to Tonga.
Oh. Yeah. Right, to Tonga.
So, quite simply, let's just think about rugby league. The pinnacle of the game is State of Origin, where everyone, the greatest players in the game are in State of Origin. That's the purest game of rugby league.
For who, the players or the spectators? Because I would say Origin is a spectator's game, but for the players, the pinnacle would be a grand final, yeah?
Yeah, but there's only two teams playing. So there's a lot of people don't care about the grand final if you're one of the other 14 teams.
You know what Origin is? Any NBA fans, it's the All-Star game. In the NBA, they pick out all the All-Stars and they play them against each other, East v. West.
It's more than that,
that's
though.
That's your Origin.
But it's more than that. That NBA All-Star game, you don't have a tribal allegiance, really. You're just looking at individuals. You got a heartbeat strong. Queensland, New South Wales are the heartland of the game.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you seen what's going on? All right. Only 4 or 5 years ago, 26% of the NRL were players of Pacifica heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 50%, and that's quite obvious to anyone who watches the game. It's risen that quickly because they are true warriors. They are incredible body contact athletes. You know that if you watch rugby union, you know it if you watch rugby league. 50% of the game. So what happens, a lot of those guys who played on Wednesday night were of Pacific heritage, whether most of them were born in Australia, but their parents were born in one of the islands, either Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, or maybe Cook Islands.
Payne Haas, Brian To'o, Jerome Luai, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head,
Jerome
Tino Fasolawi.
Yep, Xavier Coates.
Papali.
Xavier Coates, Papua New Guinea, Daniel Saifiti and Tarek Sims, Fiji. In fact, Regan Campbell-Gillard, I know he doesn't look it,
what
Fiji.
Moustache?
I know, what about, he's a Fijian porn star. Josh Papali. Samoa, Valentine Holmes, Cook Islands.
Yeah,
so now, Junior Paulo. What's he?
He's
enormous.
He's Samoa.
Yeah, he's got to be.
And Tonga, in the last few years, when Tonga play Samoa, it's like it's magnificent. I love watching this stuff.
Mm.
This has got to be good. And I do like the fact that Mal has said, I'm not chasing them. If they want to please their parents and please their families, happy for them to have a play. This can only make rugby league. The weakness in rugby league has always been the international game because it's the only team that's any bloody good is Australia. Mm. Now this will increase everything, especially in the Pacific.
So are all these players pledging their allegiance to play for their country's motto as opposed
haven't
to playing
decided.
For Australia?
Yeah, haven't decided. And I hope you have to pledge it before any teams get picked rather than get picked and go, oh, no, I don't want to play. Like, make everyone say, who are you keen on? Righto. Because when they do their sipper tower, you know, their war dance before the game, it's magnificent.
I love it.
Not just theatre, but then they bat. Incredible. So, rugby league, there's hope in international. Because when John Rebo was running the game, he said, I'd love to take this internationally. Everyone went, no, mate, you've got a little pocket in England, you've got a little pocket in New Zealand, you've got New Guinea, and you've got Queensland, New South Wales. Mm. But now this represents a chance to be more international.
Can you flip-flop, Marto? If you've chosen one? Do you have to pick and stick, or
well,
is there?
A, it used to be. You go down to Samoan training and you go, oh, Matthew Johns's the coach. I don't like this. Can I play for you, Mal? I don't know whether that's on.
I don't think
on.
So. Because it used to be if you played State of Origin, you couldn't play for your international club. Is that right? Is that still a thing?
You've got to be Australian, right? If you played State of Origin, it means that you are declaring your, like, Australian, right, essentially?
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, it's normally junior club, New South Wales or Queensland.
Lamb. Correct.
Adrian Lamb played halfback for Queensland, but he then captained New Guinea.
Well, it means different things for different people too. Yeah. You know, culturally, I know Corey's mum is a Kiwi and Corey's dad is Indigenous.
Of course.
But he always, instead of playing for the Indigenous All-Stars or playing for New Zealand, he always played for Australia and for Origin. That was just, he was born here, he's Australian, and he wanted to pick Australia. That was what
his
choice was.
This is going to be intriguing. So if you don't know, the Rugby League World Cup's on at the end of the season, so we'll find out then who likes what.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Okay, what does it say officially? 8 degrees feels like 6. Is that what we're reading here in the middle of the city?
Mm-hmm.
We're at the top of Caxton Street.
Screen in here says 8.
All right.
But is it really 8?
Is it the coldest day of the year? Does everyone acknowledge that?
Well, apparently, was it yesterday morning or today was colder, Marto, you reckon? What are they saying?
Well, I'm wearing UGG boots today, so I'm calling it.
You are wearing not only
pants,
UGG boots, you are
long
wearing
pants.
Jeans.
I normally wear shorts.
And you are wearing a corduroy button-up shirt.
You've got a double layer on top, jeans and UGG boots, and all morning you've been saying it's not cold.
Did you ride your bike in?
No. Because it was too cold. I stood out on the street this morning and went, there's no way in the world I'm not that stupid, because now I've got to ride into a southwesterly to get to work. So.
Well, I was very fortunate this morning. I came out of my 24-degree hot house into my heated seats in my car straight into the studio here. So I'm wearing a dress and a little pair of ankle boots. No pants, no legs. Legs are out for the boys. I actually had a man this morning at the BP say to me, oh, aren't those legs of yours cold? I mean, I'm not complaining that they're out. And I said,
what?
Okay.
Early for that.
early
hit on.
Really early pervert.
I was really flattered. I was okay with it.
Yeah, that's nice. Girls like that. You'd still love being. Hey, can we get back to the temperature? Can you tell me, do you come out of your... I don't do aircon very often. Can you put it on heat?
Reverse cycle.
I never had aircon until the last 9 months.
Yes.
What?
You can put it on heat, and yes, it stays on 24/7.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, Corey, I don't care. Work hard. Pay that power bill. Yeah. Leave that aircon on.
The greenies would love you.
Yes.
Can we talk about how cold? Where's the coldest?
Where's
Wollongarra? Down on the border past Stanthorpe. Okay. You go through Stanthorpe another 50 k's.
Coldest places by maximum mean temperature in Queensland?
Yeah.
Wollongarra, Stanthorpe, Daybra, the three coldest.
Daybra. We want someone from Daybra right now. What?
I can tell you, Applethorpe. You know about Applethorpe, Marto. It's currently, Google's telling me -1.
My mother was so happy when she got married and left Stanthorpe. She was so happy.
The coldest place in the state was Wellcamp Airport in Darling Downs. It hit -3.6 degrees yesterday at 6:30 a.m.
All right, let's do the quick whip around. It's the coldest day of the year so far. How cold is it where you are? Who's got the coldest?
All right. 1-3-3-5-3.
How are you coping? I bet you they're wearing thighs.
Ice? Is there any ice?
Oh, yeah.
Surely
you have to get the credit card on the car.
It's Stanthorpe, doesn't
not
it?
Not in Brisbane, though, but no one's listening.
Give us a call.
Pat on the burner phone. He said 2 degrees yesterday morning coming in from Ipswich, 2 degrees again this morning.
Oh, there was frost at Ipswich yesterday. No doubt. Where's John from Cobble Creek? John?
Yep.
Where is Cobble Creek and how cold is it?
So I'm about 5 kilometres this side of Daybra towards Brisbane, and I literally just got in the car when you were putting that on.
Hey.
And it's currently telling me it's six degrees. So
okay.
It feels colder. But only 6 degrees. It's cold.
Why do they do that?
On as well.
John, why do they say, oh, it's 6 degrees, but it feels like 3? Like, why don't they just say
wind
3?
Wind chill. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the wind chill. Yeah. The wind is ripping through our place.
Is
and it?
It
is icy.
What are you wearing?
Spicy.
Oh, hello.
Well, jeans, jumper, jacket, but I've got my seat heater on now in the car. So
lovely.
I'm good.
Yeah.
John, what moment is it for you when you go, geez, it's cold?
When there's ice on the window in the morning.
Yeah.
And that'll be coming up soon. Maybe we've jumped into it.
Fab Jesus. From Shayla.
I forget you're the weather guy for the Today Show on weekends.
I'm a paper reader, mate. I read a sheet of paper that gets handed to me 3 minutes before I go on
My
air.
My eyes aren't that good. Does that say Clint? I hope it does.
Yes, Clint from Peak Crossing. Good morning, Clint.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, mate. Peak Crossing, what is it out there?
It's 2 degrees, feels like 1, but there it feels like way colder than that.
Hey, listen, ice on the windscreen?
There definitely was ice this morning on the windscreen. I had to wait 10 minutes before I could drive off.
Well, it feels like one in Peak Crossing, but we got a message on the burner phone saying it is 1 degree in Warwick.
Okay.
That's far away.
Is someone listening to us in Warwick?
Someone's listening to us in Warwick.
Quite incredible.
Is Stanthorpe further than Warwick?
Or? Yeah, another hour past further southwest.
Okay. We've got Dan here from Wellcamp. Is that a suburb?
Oh,
isn't that a
go.
Place?
Hey, here we go.
Dan.
Hello.
Where are you, mate? Out at Toowoomba.
I'm at Wellcamp. Yeah, outside Toowoomba.
Where is Wellcamp exactly for those who playing at home who don't know?
It's about 17, 18 k's west of Toowoomba.
West.
Hello, okay. Mate. Hey, listen, this is a mate of mine.
Oh, he's your friend.
He was one of my best mates. Hey,
was.
Now, listen, was
one of your best mates. What happened?
Are we still mates? Yeah.
Dan, how cold is it? Where are you? We're like out west of Toowoomba. What degrees are we talking?
Wellcamp Airport, -4.5.
Oh. We got a winner. Now, listen.
So harden up in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Softy.
What are you wearing, Dan?
Oh, okay. Oh, just a pair of shorts and T-shirt.
Was Wellcamp where they built that big quarantine facility after the pandemic had finished?
Dan did a lot of the work on it, didn't he?
Did it ever get used, mate? Or is it just you in there just swanning around in a jumper?
Yes, basically. No, there's just people there. They're quite ill and they'll get better and come out, I suppose.
Oh, is it COVID patients? Is it ground zero there, Dan?
It is.
Oh, so COVID positive
zone, green zones.
Right. Oh, it's all serious.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, does it ever warm up out there? So you're digging, I know he's digging trenches. He does all the civil plumbing and stuff.
Ah.
That's not much fun, is it?
Not a four, -4, mate, I know.
No,
I can't imagine.
Good luck,
but when you got thermals on, beanies and that sort of thing, it really helps. Yeah.
Well, Dan out at Wellcamp, -4.
He's the winner. Paul from Verisdale's tried to drop in with. He says it's zero degrees at Verisdale. Got nothing, mate.
Justin says it's -1 at Maryvale.
You're blowing everyone out of the water. Thanks, Dan.
Winners and grinners. Okay, thanks, mate.
Winner, chicken dinner. Triple M Breakfast
with Marto and Marco. Well, we've all watched the market, the housing market, go into stratospheric conditions in the last few years, and we go, where's it going to stop? When's it going to stop? Well, with interest rates up by so much from the RBA on Tuesday, it seems like the housing market has turned. We need to understand a bit more. Who do we go to? Friend of the show, an expert on all things real estate, owner and principal of Ray White New Farm, the best auctioneer in Brisbane, Hazley Cush. Good morning, mate.
Oh, Marto, what an intro. What a way to start my day.
Oh, you're too good.
Hayes, a lot of talk around the real estate market, where it's at. Are we in a property boom, a bust, or is this just a normal market?
Oh, well, it's been a pretty exciting couple of years. I mean, I never would have thought that it was going to take a pandemic to kick the Brisbane market into shape. We had a pretty lacklustre decade, and it's been two really good years. So the Brisbane market's gone up 32% since the start of the COVID event.
So tell us why, Hayes. Why did that take such a turn?
I think Brisbane was due to run anyway. So Sydney and Melbourne, to give us some perspective, Sydney has gone up 18% compounding every year since 2012. There was a slight little glitch around the Royal Commission time when it went down, but then it just bolstered straight back into position and kept growing. And Brisbane didn't. Brisbane stayed flat. A lot of Melbourneites are just sick of Melbourne because they were locked inside for too long. They want to come up here.
Well, Dan Andrews Sydney's, is their premier as well. So they wanted to get away from him.
And they, honestly, Margaret, we meet them at open houses and they talk about him through gritted teeth.
Yeah.
They're so annoyed they were locked inside.
But Hayes, if you're from Sydney or Melbourne, you're able to sell your budgie cage you lived in down there and buy a mansion up here. So it's all appealing.
It is appealing. But because of that price increase, you know, like if you go to Bali and you think every beer is going to be 20 cents and then you find out they're $2, you realise they're cheap. They're just not as cheap as you thought they'd be.
Yeah.
And that's where Brisbane's at now. It's more affordable than Sydney and Melbourne, but our prices are starting to mature. I do think we can't continue to have that same sharp growth that we've had, but I'm not convinced. I think if you look at Brisbane as a business and you go, well, there's more people coming in, so there's more demand than supply. We've got a Queen's Wharf development, which is going to bring in tourists. We've got the Games, which is going to put us on an international stage. Mm. And our prices are still low. And even though the cash rate's gone up, you can still get money in the twos, in the 2% on a variable rate. So it's still pretty cheap. If anyone's looking for value, wrote a little bit about it on the weekend, Spring Hill is a good one next to New Farm.
Yep.
East Brisbane's a good one, and Norman Park next to Bulimba. Red Hill, Kelvin Grove, Hurston next to Paddington.
And any others, mate?
Yeah, I think Woolloongabba as well to the south, Dutton Park. These areas don't have that cafe culture yet, but I think you'll see young people move there, a bit of gentrification, and they're right on the shoulder of the CBD. So anyway, there's a couple little hot tips.
So don't panic. I know we read these stories, and it's more about Sydney and Melbourne. Maybe their prices will crash more than here in Brisbane, should stay steady.
Again, I don't see a crash there. I see probably a re-correction there, so it'll be slight. I mean, to see Brisbane prices go back, they were already so undervalued, so I just don't see what they could go back to.
Oh, mate, great wrap-up. Can we talk to you on a more regular basis as the housing market turns or reshapes itself?
As long as you give me that intro every time, mate, it makes my head nice and big to start the day.
Owner and principal of Ray White New Farm, Hazley Cush, thank you very much.
Thanks, Margo. Thanks, Marto.
Triple M.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, you and I are a lover of the energy drink. Often there's a Red Bull getting cracked open in the studio here.
I already had Red Bull, Diet Red Bull this morning. I don't drink coffee, everybody.
Well, listen to this. There is a call to ban energy drinks from Australian building sites as tradies' bodies fall apart from filthy diets of sugary drinks and fast food.
Oh, who's saying this one? Like, this is what fuels the building industry.
A leading construction trainer that unnamed has called for energy drinks to be banned from Australian building sites because tradies consume so many of the unhealthy beverages that their work and their health is suffering. They're saying the sugary caffeinated drinks are actually making tradies work slower. Young tradies are arriving on work sites with the habit of consuming several energy drinks a day to make up for lack of sleep and poor physical condition.
Maybe they drink too many.
He's saying that the drinks are so cheap that his workmates, one construction worker, saying that they're having two for breakfast and two for lunch every day. I mean, if you're supplementing them for food, that's most definitely dangerous.
Yeah,
that's not great. Now, there was a story the other day about how they couldn't find tradies for the block. Now, who would want to bother going to work if you can't get a little buzz on pre-6 a.m.?
Exactly.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Get fired up with the boys.
They say it's like putting bad petrol in a good engine.
But there's different styles. What are they saying they're using? Like, what's better? Is Red Bull better or V or Mother? Give me another one. Is there another one? Monster?
Monster.
Or the old-fashioned just chalky milk?
How about a ciggy? Are they banning ciggies on work sites?
Well, they're great for weight loss, ciggy.
They make too much money out of them. he's saying that young tradies get a burst of energy and confidence from the drink at first, and then they get that low afterwards. Their bodies are starting to break
they're getting
down.
The four packs.
Poor concentration, bad for mental health.
Do you want to have a serious conversation about this, or would you rather just go, what gives you the greatest buzz?
Well, look, I just deliver the information. You can choose what to do with it out the other side as what
All
you
right.
please.
Let's do the investigation. Tradies, what does give you the greatest wings? Which energy drink? And have you seen anyone poorly affected at work by it?
Because you and I are Red Bull drinkers, but Dan, you're a V kind of guy.
From time to time, I've been known to enjoy a green V. But I'm a weirdo. I like a Dr. Pepper too, so I'm all about that strange flavour.
1-3-3-5-3, what gives you the greatest wings and is this a real problem?
Kane from Kippering, 1-3-3-5-3, are you a tradie on a worksite who drinks a lot of energy drink?
I was, yeah. I was drinking a lot of Monster.
What does it do? What do you reckon a lot is? Is two of those big cans or three of them a day?
I was smashing down 2 500-ml cans a day.
Yeah.
That's a litre of Monster.
So when were you doing it, Kane? First thing in the morning before you started work, yeah?
Yeah, so on the way to work, I'd go buy my two cans for the day.
Yep.
And I'd crack one in the car, and then that'd keep me going for an hour or two.
Yep.
And then, by Smoko time, I'd crack into the second one.
And then at lunchtime, by 12, you'd be feeling tired or what?
I'd crash.
Hey, Kane, is part of that energy crash, mate, because caffeine is an appetite suppressant and you belt in a litre of fluid. Did you just not eat for quite a while and then that's maybe why you crashed? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't eat. Yeah. And then I started putting on lots of weight as well.
Sugar.
So, mate, there's nothing good about those drinks.
No.
They're so bad for you.
You off them now, Kane?
Yeah, I am. I've been off them for about 10 years.
What did you switch to, though, Kane? Because you know that soft drinks just equally as bad sugar-wise. Water, what are you drinking?
Ciggies?
Look, I'm not a big fan of water. It's really important, Kane.
Do you realise it makes up 70% of your body mass?
Yeah. I know. I feel like my body already has enough water. I don't really need anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Like a dam.
There's plenty in there.
So what do you
what are you drinking? Juice.
I like cordial.
Me too.
Well, that's got water in it.
I love cordial.
But that's a lot of sugar still, Kane.
Yeah.
I know, but that's how I justify it. It is water to begin with. So.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess you can do half strength with cordial. You can control the dose.
That's right. that's a good idea.
Thanks, Kane. Oh, good to see he's off the monsters.
Owen from Regent's Park. Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
What did you used to drink?
I had a pretty bad Coke habit along with the mother guava flavoured.
Hold on, you do mean Coca-Cola.
I do mean Coca-Cola,
Specify. A lot of looks around the studio.
Okay, so tell me your day. You'd wake up and?
Yeah, I'd go grab a sandwich from the 7-Eleven and a couple of cans, and then same as the last fella, I'd just be, by 2 o'clock, you're pretty much useless, I reckon. And also, I was still eating, but the worst thing for me was, I reckon it plays up with the sugar in the Coke and then the energy drinks, your joints and your muscles don't repair like they should.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you know what sugar is really bad for? Owen, inflammation? Is it inflammation, mate?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I do a lot of wall and floor tiling, which is pretty rough on the joint.
Yeah.
So then I found once I kicked all those sort of drinks, I pretty much just drink water, beer, and a coconut water if I'm not having an Arvo beer. So other than that, I just straight up water. Listen, and I'll find I'm 40 years
you know,
old.
You know those sandwiches at 7-Eleven, they're not all that nice, are they, either?
No, they're not too crash hot, mate.
Pack them at home, Owen. That's always a good option.
Oh, and you seem to have sorted yourself out without anyone telling him to. He realised how bad it was.
My old man had rheumatoid arthritis recently. Obviously inflammation, and that big thing was get off sugar.
Mm.
Horrible for inflammation.
No, sugar is evil.
I'm with you. Stewie from Morningside. Hold on, is that the Stewie from Morningside, Stuart?
Oh, no.
How are you guys? I won't get off track.
It's been 2 weeks since the yellow card. This is your first time back. You're on a warning.
I understand, but I'm not a tradie. I'm a truck driver, so I was out of trade. But
that's okay.
I like to have a Miller's Crisp at 8 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday morning. That gives me a spark up, and it's only one standard alcoholic drink, so that's what I like.
Okay, so no energy drinks through the week whilst you're in the truck to keep your
absolutely,
eyes...
Absolutely not. They're actually dangerous, and they affect your driving.
Hey, how do you keep yourself cranked up on long drives then?
If I get really tired, a Coke, but basically just a strong 3 or 4 strong coffees.
Oh, right, a coffee.
Rest.
Yeah, but and a lot of water and just eating properly fruit.
What are those caffeine tablets, Stewie? Is that a big thing in the industry? No dose, whatever, you know, pepping yourself up there?
People use them, but when they come off it, they just lose their cognitive behaviour, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Well done to Stewie for staying on topic there.
Yeah, thanks, well, Stewie. Being a truckie, you listen overnight to our overnight show. You onto that nature bee pollen stuff that Luke Boner's always on about? Apparently that's good for truckies.
I'm not that natural.
No,
it's all artificial.
Give me some no-dose every day of the week.
Stewie, I can see what Margo's trying to do. She's trying to get you sidetracked so you get in trouble again.
Stay strong, Stewie.
Stay focused.
On your brother. Talk to you soon, mate. You're out of the band.
Thank you.
Oh, God, he didn't even waffle the end
there. Himself, didn't he?
Short, sharp. Triple M Breakfast
with Marto and Margo. Hey, listen, you know I don't watch The Block because I can't stand watching people pretend to do work. Anyway, personal opinion. It's currently being filmed down in Gisborne, out in country town in Victoria.
One coming back.
But there's massive dramas. I can't reveal the person, but I have someone extraordinarily close to the set, actually works on the set. There's massive dramas. Shooting's due to wrap on this series. So they're already into it in 5 weeks' time, but they're running so far behind schedule that there's a fear that they won't finish it.
What's happening?
Not happen.
Why not?
They haven't got any tradies.
Oh, tradies.
And apparently some started and said, oh, don't like Gisborne. It was boring out there because they grabbed them from Melbourne and stuff, but they can't get the build finished. They're looking for anyone. They're looking for plasterers, sparkies, bricklayers, chippies, and they are incredibly far behind. The genuine fear that this series of The Block may not make it to air if they can't find the tradies required.
Jesus.
They're up the pay.
That's
double time,
apparently
right?
What's going on. They're trying to splash the cash.
If there's tradies out there up here in Queensland and happy to go down to Melbourne.
What, do you really want to work with cushion purchases? That's all people on The Block are. Oh, give me some curtains. Look at I put the curtains and the cushions
also,
on.
Also, how cold would it be June in Gisborne? Right? If you're a Queenslander, you are going to be frozen.
Yeah.
Like Jack Nicholson at the end of Shining.
So keep an eye on that one.
Unrealistic expectations to The Block, don't they? then people go, oh, they did it on the block in a week. Why can't you do my new bathroom in a week too? Yeah. Speaking of Gisborne, not Melbourne, let's go to New Zealand because we've got a Warriors rumour, Marto. Adam from Camp Hill.
Yes.
He called us yesterday to tip us off with who will be the next coach of the Warriors.
Well, this is interesting.
Adam has a connection to the Walker brothers and he has told
us
that their name...
The Walker brothers, as in Shane and Ben.
Shane and Ben Walker.
Yeah.
Their name is being discussed as Nathan Brown's replacement, obviously, the brothers.
Oh, my God. They missed out on the Titans
They've
job.
They've been touted as future NRL coaches after they took the Ipswich Jets to the Intrust Super Cup premiership.
They were fabulous with the Ipswich Jets. They always try something different and a bit of random rugby league.
Well, Adam from Camp Hill says, Warriors, I heard that they might have something to do with Redcliffe. I don't know what's going on there because we've obviously got
Walker
Wayne
brothers.
Bennett and... Ben Teo's out there as assist for the under-20s.
Wayne's not going to last very long. He'll last a year or two and then pass it on to the next coach. That's,
I've heard
that
the
fact.
Walker brothers may potentially go there and succeed Wayne.
Righto.
A few rumours flying around.
If
we want to hear
the
yours.
Walkers, either the boys are listening, give us a yell, give us a heads up.
We get
up.
Heaps. We get them on the burner phone as well. Make sure you leave your name because it could win you
$1,000. That's it. Rumours have become trumours. That'll get you in the running for $1,000. You can text us as well, 0484101045.
That's the one.
Oh, come on.
Another coaching announcement. Can I just quickly throw this one
in?
Yes,
please.
Brad Fittler to be announced as Bulldogs head coach.
Oh, nonsense.
You've got to be
kidding.
Who
said that?
How much?
They didn't leave their name.
Yeah, that's
how much
right.
for him?
Yeah, why would he leave a cushy Channel 9 job to go to training every day? At the Bulldogs.
Well, he's used to losing. He coaches New South Wales.
Hey,
she's got him a beauty.
Oh, bang!
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Good morning.
Could a diet based on your star sign be the secret to health? Oh, Dan, I'm not sure if you've been introduced to my astrological side, but I do love a horoscope. I do love astrology.
What are you doing? Women's Daying us or something? What's happening?
It's a talk show. It's called This Morning in America. A food astrologist has come on and claimed...
A food astrologist.
Stop the show. Stop the show. What's a food astrologist?
Well, she tells people how to tailor their diet depending on their star sign.
I'll tell you what a food astrologist is, Marto. About $80 an hour, I reckon.
Yeah, I bet. More than that because it's such a niche market because she's the only one on the planet.
She said you should stick to certain foods and drinks depending on what time of year you were born. There's lots of things to take into account here. Yes. She lists some of them.
Mm. Each of the star signs has these different associations. Mm. It's a symbolic language because it's the planet, the element, part of the body, and the season the star sign's in that all gives you this different information.
I feel a bit tired in there.
I've done some research. I've done some digging, gentlemen.
More
and
than
I've
her?
Found out.
Did you do your own research?
Marto, you're a Cancer. Dan, you're a Sagittarian. Yes. And I'm going to tell you what you should and shouldn't be eating.
You don't have to, mate. We've got to get to Briz Quiz.
Marto, did you know that your celebrity is Tom Cruise?
That'd be interesting, yes.
He's also a Cancer.
And being a water sign.
Well, what's that got to do with eating?
Well, it says, being a water sign, you're ruled by the moon. So like the waxing and waning of the moon, which I know you're very across, Cancerians tend to be changeable and emotional when it comes to food.
I can't believe I'm listening to
Cancer rules the stomach and the digestive system, so they're often comfort eaters who can put on weight easily.
Yes.
The moon is linked to foods that contain water, so celery, lettuce, cucumber, melon, sushi and salad. Are some of your likes.
Okay.
It also rules dairy. So Cancerians should stock up on milk, cheese and yogurt to satisfy any cravings.
Beer and rum there.
What to avoid? Custard, custard and cream.
Custard and cream.
On your favourite desserts.
Beer and rum will give you cancer, mate. I think that's the link there.
What have we learned
and
here?
And Dan.
What are we learning here? She's just making things up.
Well, it says for Sagittarians, you always make more food than needed and everybody wants to have seconds.
Oh,
you are linked with the colour purple, so berries, grapes.
I do love the Melbourne Storm.
What about this one?
Yeah, good.
Mulled wine are ideal foods, as are cloves, nutmeg and cinnamon.
I mean, I think I was more Marto's one.
You love international foods, eating outdoors from a barbecue.
So,
diet.
That's true. That's
Sagittarians aren't into moderation and hate feeling deprived. They're better off making small tweaks to their lifestyle to stay healthy.
So what star sign is fast food? Like, loves their KFC?
That's me, Capricorn.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Johnny Depp has come back out and made a big statement off the back of the Amber Heard v. Johnny Depp trial, Marto, where the headlines were, Johnny Depp wins Amber Heard to pay Johnny Depp this much money. And then there was a lot of rigmarole going on behind the scenes where he owed her money, she owed him money. Will she appeal? She was disappointed based on the evidence that she presented that there wasn't further charges in the case.
She won't have the money.
But she was going to have to pay him
$15 million,
which he's now saying, I don't need that money. This was never about the money for Johnny Depp.
What?
This is quote unquote. This was restoring his reputation and he's done that. It was a total win for Johnny. It was never about the money.
It was about getting movie roles back because if he does Pirates, another Pirates movie, he'll get 50 mil. It's never about the 15 because she doesn't have it either. Although, does she? Because she didn't give that money to that charity.
Well, now she's going to go and do Aquaman with...
Aquaman.
With Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
Oh,
but now they're saying it's going to destroy chemistry on set. So ultimately, Amber Heard is the loser in all of this. And Johnny Depp has come out looking very good, which is triggering for a lot of, you know, survivors. I get all of that stuff. But this is not what that's about.
What's it about?
Because we all know the real winners in this is the lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though Johnny Depp doesn't want Amber Heard to... It's not about money for him. We all know that she still has to pay her lawyer. And he still has to pay his lawyers, and that is a lot of money, 3 weeks over a trial.
We got a figure?
No figures.
Hold on. How many weeks? Does it only go 3 weeks? Let's do the maths. That's 15 days, let's say, in court. They're $5,000 an hour, most of those lawyers. We'll put eight hours a day. That's $40,000 times 15. Are you ready?
$600,000?
No, that's $6 million, isn't it?
$6 million.
Oh, hang on, are you going 40? No, 40 grand a day.
40 grand a day times 15 days. Oh, it's 600. Only 600. Oh, that's not too bad.
600,000? Yeah.
That's fine.
That's not much for someone who's going to get 50 mil in the next Pirates of the Caribbean. But I know I've had lots of friends and family go through the family law courts.
Yeah.
And I can vouch that lawyers cost a lot of money for not a lot, you know, sometimes. And they drag it through the system. The system is so broken, our family law court.
The more bitter the fight, the more the lawyers get.
And I'm assuming that Amber Heard didn't have a no win, no fee kind of deal going on with her lawyer.
I don't think she was with Trilby Misser. Yeah.
Logan Law.
Who get divorced and they go, it's a con. The lawyers all know each other. They're mates. They go drinking together. They draw it out for as long as possible. And you don't get a half.
Oh, my God.
That's a joke. Yeah. You get a third. She gets a third or he gets a third.
And then the lawyer gets the rest.
Thank you.
Can we confirm
133353. I want to know. How much did the lawyer take? Because it's cost one of my girlfriends tens and tens of thousands of dollars to sort out custody with the kids. Can't you just come to some sort of agreement on your own? Because ultimately, the lawyers are the ones that win.
Smart people do.
133353.
Jinx.
What did the lawyer get from you? How much?
No, what did they take?
What did they take?
What was the bill, Ryan, from Burp and Gary?
Mate, 70 grand.
What was the deal? Tell us the details and then 70 out of what?
70 out of 120. It was a death in the family, and it was for damages from the person that killed the father in that car accident. They dragged it out for 2 years, just a tad over 2 years. That was the bill, mate.
Did they tell you along the way, going, listen, if I'm a builder and I'm building for someone and the costs start to escalate, you got to break it down and tell them. Did they break it down like that progressively?
Nah, not at all, mate. They just kept getting the wife to jump through hoops and go see doctors and stuff like this. But at the end of the day, when the bill comes through, every phone call, every email, every piece of paper, everything costs you money.
Don't they bill it in 6 minute intervals?
What are their outlays? You know, like they don't have any really overheads or running costs.
Every time a girl goes and photocopies a piece of paper, that they part charge you for that.
Yeah.
Accountants introduce that, the 6 minute block.
Yeah. So you get 10 an hour. Is that what the math is on that? You get 10 blocks an hour. And if you're working for a company, I know this because I used to be an engineer on Charlotte Street with not much to do.
Yeah.
You have to
You
have to bill it to a certain client, right?
That's right.
And they get mad if you're like, well, I got no work. I had to put my time somewhere. And there's no general.
Jason from Burbangary, his line fell out, but he's currently studying to be a lawyer. And he was saying that a lot of the time it's the court costs.
Oh, yeah.
Like renting the building.
Renting the building, apparently. But Tony from Balmoral, he reckons he paid $200,000. To his lawyer.
Right. How do you like that bill? Oh, what do I get for that? Nothing.
You get to give away half of your stuff that's remaining after the 200.
And the other people were all a little bit angry to go to air.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Geez, I tell you what, it's 8:55.
On what day of the week?
Friday. Do you reckon we could squeeze something in quickly?
The show's been so full, we've nearly almost missed an opportunity to cover off on this.
Well, Friday fact!
Margo, what did you say? The show's been so full, right?
Yeah. Fact. It was a fact.
That's an absolute fact.
Did you know that there are almost more than twice as many kangaroos as people in Australia?
What?
Fact.
50 million.
Kangas?
Don't question it.
I want to know more.
Accept it.
All right. Did you know that cats average 12 to 16 hours of sleep a day more than any other mammal?
Fact.
What about a sloth?
You lazy.
Sorry, don't question it.
Don't question it. Despite having her own fragrance line, Beyonce is allergic to perfume. Fact.
Thank you. A bit slow on the...
Sorry. I'm trying to Google something about Australia and camels.
No.
I know Australia has more camels than Saudi Arabia.
We have more than any other.
Listen.
Yeah.
You can't just arrive late and start looking it up. You've got to be ready. Like a newborn hedgehog starts to get its spines within 24 hours of birth.
Okay. Did you research these or are you reading off a list Snowy gave you? Because you're up me here.
These are, excuse me, off the Libreflur pad. The facts, the odd spots.
They're
humans.
Like the tally-ho papers, they have a question across the top of the rolly.
Humans share about 50% of their DNA with bananas. Fact.
Go.
That's it.
Do you want any calls here? I mean, do we have time?
Do we have time? We don't have time.
Maybe we take Snowy. Nick's giving us a thumb down. Can you get best one? Come on, give us one, the very
one
best
are
from this week.
Are you playing a song first or not?
Song, yeah.
One fact.
We're taking one fact.
You got one prize left.
Yeah.
Surely.
It better be good.
Let's go from Chris from Waterford. Chris, it'd want to be a good fact, mate. What is it?
Hi, guys. I just recently discovered that there is a D in the word fridge, but there's no D in the word refrigerator.
That is correct.
Why? Oh, I'm not allowed to challenge it. Thank you, Chris. No. That is great. Refrigerator.
It's like 40 and 4, isn't it? Naughty 40 has no U.
Fact.
It's like Labor, the word, and Labor Party. No U in the Labor Party.
It's because Labor Day is without the U. It's for like Labor people.
Yeah,
or is it with the U?
Why? Oh, God, it's confused. The American spelling.
I'm confused now.
Right, let's stop that. Okay. Oh, we got one more. Right. Finish the
show. We said one.
Yeah,
Nathan from Birkdale. It better be good because we said one and you've snuck through the keeper.
Should we have given Chris from Waterford a prize?
Yeah, he can have a prize.
Right.
Let's just tell Chris real quick. Do you want to go to see Top Gun or you want $100 worth of tools? Chris, what do you want?
Sorry, what was the first option?
CNL tools or tickets to Top Gun?
Oh, he's being a tool. He can have tickets to. He can have the $100 CNL tools voucher. Chris, good on you, mate. CNL Tools Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one.
Or be one like Chris.
And me, cnltoolscentre.com.au.
You know those times when you go, Chris. If we had our time over, we wouldn't have gone back and spoken to Chris.
Now we've got to talk to Nathan because we told him we were going to come back to him.
Jesus Christ.
You're not going to regret it.
Okay, well, we're not going to regret
it. Okay, he's got a fact for us, everyone.
All right, here's a fact. The Maroons are better than the Blues.
Yeah, they are. That's a fact.
Come on.
Hey.
Good on you, Nath. You can have the Top Gun tickets, bro. Why not? There you go, legend.
Awesome. Oh, Marto. Drummers make the best Bobcat drivers.
Who do?
Drummers. I don't get it.
Is that a fact?
What? Oh, is this a joke?
He ruined it. He did so well with Frank.
You went out on a high.
Oh, Nathan.